Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chains nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. Gorgeous, and it glows in the Fukushima radiation sense of the word, which is great for the economy because everybody now has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, hey, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. My very special guest, who also has a very good sense of humour, is Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. Suzanne, welcome back to the program.
Hello, it's been forever.
Yeah, it's been like a day or two. Now, there's also the element, what were we talking about last time? In fact, I'm uploading the video right now of our last stint together. We were talking about the Boston bombings. And you told me during that broadcast that you wanted to wait a couple of days for more evidence to come to light before you start making a judgment call. And I was wondering, has enough stuff come to light so far for you to make a judgment call?
I did post an article. It's up on OccupyCorporatism.com. Lies and distractions abound as details surrounding the Boston bombing unfold. Because as I was looking, and folks, I looked through about 50 articles, and it wasn't just alternative media, and it wasn't just mainstream media, it was everybody. It was anybody who was writing about it, I took a look at it. And I found that there's so much garbage. There's so many stories. There's so many versions. There's the hat that the gentleman was wearing that had the Punisher skull that even the Grateful Dead had used as a emblem at a time. There's all sorts of stuff going on, but the whirling dervishes, all the little bunny trails that they want us to go down. And what was interesting to me was the mainstream has now gravitated toward the, quote, conspiracy theory version of the story. And whenever two worlds collide, I start to get very nervous.
Well, in what sense are they taking on the conspiracy theory side? Are the mainstream media actually saying, you know what, maybe the government did this to the people of Boston?
They're saying that two suspects are the two gentlemen that everyone saw all of these pictures at Infowars.com took from a bunch of people who started a on Reddit. They did their own investigation and they started analyzing photos and video and conducting their own independent forensic analysis, and InfoWars decided to take all of that hard work and post it up on their website, and so now they're getting all the accolades for all of that work. The pictures of the gentleman here and there, the bomb, the backpacks, the khaki pants, the boots that they're wearing, the connection to the craft, which is a Blackwater Academy type organization, the hired mercenaries that Chris Kyle worked for. Chris Kyle is the gentleman who was shot, not by a friend of his, like one of the alternative media outlets is reporting. Chris Kyle was working in tandem with a veterans outlet outreach kind of organization where they would take people who were having a really hard time psychologically and give them support and give them, you know, things to do, places to go, people to network with. And so Chris Kyle had invited this gentleman to a shooting range and the guy ended up shooting him. That's not a friend. It's kind of like a Big Brothers, Big Sisters kind of thing for veterans. It might seem like a minute detail, and it might seem like I'm grasping at straws mentioning that one aspect, but that's how propaganda works, folks. That's how disinformation works. They give you something, and they twist it, and they don't tell you the actual what's actually going on. All the garbage, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, about the Family Guy. I think that's just a little dust bunny that we can go down and search underneath our couches for that one penny that we left underneath there in 1976, and God only knows if it's still there. the point is that I was looking at the pictures of the people who were destroyed, you know, physically, the injuries, the people who passed away. That is horrible. It's horrible that two young women and an 8-year-old boy died. There are people who had such horrible injuries that it might be I hate to say it, but some of the pictures were just so horrible. And it reminds me of, I also wrote an article about the explosion at the fertilizer plant. And some of the people who were brought in to the Baptist Hospital near Waco, Texas, where the fertilizer plant exploded, they were saying, gosh, I'm really glad that I'm alive. Go ahead and take the leg, take the appendage, whatever it is. I'm just glad that I'm breathing. And I can see where the people who were injured in this bombing attack would obviously feel the same way. But there's, you know, the Daily Mail reported about a gentleman who, this is a very fuzzy picture of some guy standing on a rooftop. Who is that guy? You know, sometimes people have, in cities, sometimes the rooftop is a garden and people actually live, it's part of where they live. And so who knows what was going on there? But the fact of the matter is people are coming out and saying that because they used bombs to kill people, we have to take our guns.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. We'll provide an analogy, as it were. Somebody stabs somebody, and the government goes, oh my God, because somebody stabbed somebody, we've got to outlaw forks.
Yes. Well, it would be like rubber bands. Because I got stabbed with a pencil, with a number 2 pencil, we have to outlaw rubber bands.
Yeah, totally.
That doesn't make any sense. It's apples and oranges. You know, if you want to start outlawing things and be ridiculous about it, why don't you call up DHS and ask them why they bought 1,400 pounds of ammonium nitrate and all the other ingredients they would use to build a fertilizer bomb, one of these homemade concoctions that they could have used in the pressure cooker to blow up the building and the people at the Boston Marathon. Why don't we ask them? Why don't we outlaw that?
Why don't we outlaw the federal government while we're at it and go back to state government? I mean, hey, if the federal government was outlawed, it would actually prevent a whole lot of really nasty things from happening, wouldn't it? You know? Foreign wars.
Well, now you're talking about people being independent and having their own thought and being able to take care of themselves, and you know as well as I do that we can't do that.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. You know, independence, freedom, a lack of scumbaggery. It's just not the right thing for society at the moment, I think. We need more scumbaggery, more deception, and more completely unjustifiable things. Although, I was quite happy to hear that the so-called assault weapons ban or heavy background check thing was cancelled. And then, of course, every time the New World Order cancels something or doesn't win a vote in the Senate or whatever, they just go, well, despite the fact that we've been defeated and the people obviously don't want it, we're going to do it again. And again and again,
well, yeah,
and again until it does pass.
Vice President Joe Biden said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just come out with some more executive orders. You know, we'll get this done. As he's wiping a tear away from his eye that he, you know, some saline that he put in his eye.
Yeah. You gotta be freaking kidding me. What is there's barely even any pretense of freedom in the federal government anymore, is there? This is all scumbaggery. Every single thing.
You know, they had Gabby Giffords, you know, she got shot in the head, and that was a false flag event, and they didn't actually kill her. They took her out, so now they're using her as a puppet for gun control. They had a gentleman who was the father, Mark Bearden, I think I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, who was standing on the front lawn of the White House along with the president and talking about how shameful it is and how he's going back empty-handed but not defeated. It has nothing to do with the amount of people who die in these mass shootings, the number statistically speaking is so small. It's ridiculous to say that, and most of these instances are traced back, in maybe immediately, maybe decades later, to a false flag event that was perpetrated by the government or people hired by the government. Yeah. Normally, people don't do these. Normally, what happens is you get mad at your wife or your girlfriend, and you cause a scene, and it's domestic disturbance. You don't go on a rampage and kill a bunch of people just because you got upset over something.
Well, unless you're on SSRI drugs.
That's another angle that'll, yeah.
That's true.
But even still, it usually affects, I am not. I'm naturally this crazy.
Yeah, well, thank you, lucky stars. Because the other alternative is, I need to be on anti-depression drugs because I'm really angry and they make me kill my family, go on shooting rampage, and then commit suicide.
Well, most of the time it happens to the people that are close to you. Over and over again, I've talked about this on your show and many other shows in my show. When you are on these mood stabilizers or altered states of mood, you end up killing the people that are most close to you, and you end up killing them for ridiculous reasons, whether you think that the devil is telling you to drown your five babies, or you're mad at your grandfather and your grandmother for disciplining you, so you shoot them in the face and burn the house down. It's not a mass shooting at a school. It's local, and it's indicative of what's going on with you right now, because when you're on these pharmaceuticals, you're in the moment and you are upset at what's going on right now. You don't sit there and plan out an entire mass murder because of something that happened to you 10 minutes ago.
Yep. Unless, of course, you're some kind of MK Ultra mind controlled patsy.
But again, it's the government.
Well, and here's the other interesting thing. Have you noticed that pretty much all of these mass shooters wind up having the exact same lawyer who represented Charles Manson or other well-known mind control victims?
Sure, yeah. And the psychiatrists, and they're all government psychiatrists. They all work for the military, like with James Holmes.
Now, can it be any more obvious? I don't know about you, but every time I hear about anything anywhere in the United States that seems violent and is reported by the media overly, okay, because that's really the key here to me, because otherwise I probably wouldn't hear about it. I just think instantly, government. Girlfriend comes in one day and she tells me, Vinny, did you hear about the car bomb that was in Times Square that they defused? And I go, don't worry, baby, it's probably the FBI, after not looking at it, and it frickin' was. And, Vinny, did you hear about the shooting and such and such and blah, blah, blah? And I was like, oh, don't worry, man. It's probably just some kind of a false flag event with multiple shooters, in order to demonize people and get everybody's guns off them. It's like, sure enough, that's what it turns out to be. You just basically assume the worst. And that is actually the most horrific part about watching the news, is that I'll be so cynical and assume the worst. And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time I'll be 100% correct without looking at any evidence of any kind. Like, it's that frickin' predictable. Yeah. When was the last time these people came up with a new game plan?
They don't have to. It works. If it's not broken, don't fix it. If we still fall for it, it's take it to the micro level. If you've got a kid who's continuously doing something and he knows that eventually he'll break you down, you're going to get the same behavior every single day. It's the same thing in a relationship. If they know that they can treat you like crap, they're going to continue to do it, and they're going to up the ante. It's the government's treating us like we're children.
And for the most part, I think we are.
I agree.
The public's still falling for it, as you so eloquently put it. Great. So the public's morons. They haven't got the ability to figure out things that are so frickin' obvious that you can just make assumptions, blind assumptions without evidence, and be correct, and they'll still believe it. I just... How exactly could we get this out? I think this is the reason why it's so important to wake people up to false flag terrorism, don't you? Because, hey, once that person in that relationship, once that parent knows what this kind of behavior is supposed to be accomplishing, then you suddenly no longer tolerate it, and every time you see it, whoosh, backhand, down on the floor. That's right. Not putting up with any of your emotional blackmail, not putting up with any of your false flag terrorism. That'd be great.
Absolutely. And the people who are awake, they need to take the next step and yes, we get it, it's a false flag, like you say all the time. Now what are they going to do with this? Because the Sandy Hook shooting didn't work. Let's see if we blow people up, if we can take their guns.
Right. Back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen, with Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president, it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It was Bill Hicks, I think, you know, who would have made a great president of the United States? Bill Hicks. Imagine it. There would be a massive government subsidy for the production of pornography. Tax on cigarettes would be reduced massively. Every drug would have been legalized. Man, President Hicks. Imagine it. All right, anyway, back to serious issues about people getting blown up. Now, it's so cynical of the government to use the deaths of children. Like, just think about the mentality of this, okay? And I'm sure most of the people listening won't understand this mentality because you're not criminal sociopathic scum. You murder an innocent child, and then you wave that dead innocent child in front of everybody in order to get all those stupid people didn't know that you were the killer to do what you want, which is give up their guns so that you can orderly kill them too. That's the mentality that we're really dealing with here. You know, imagine the worst kind of horror movie or the most psychopathic character you could ever conceive of. That's the government. 10 times as worse as you could ever imagine. Worse than anybody's ever put on film. That's the government. Understand.
And that's what people don't get.
Well, yeah. It's because they'd have to be insane in order to understand that mentality.
Absolutely. And most people, they get upset. They might lash out. But we don't actually kill anyone. The idea of killing someone, even the idea of being around a dead body, is so horrifying to everyone. It's a natural response. But these people do it on a daily basis, and they don't care. And they laugh. They laugh every time you buy their products that are killing you. They laugh every time you show up at the doctor's office and you put in that request from your insurance company to get this therapy that's going to ultimately kill you anyway, and you're spending all of your money on it, and then when you die, they're going to just acquire your estate to help pay for it or terrorize your family to help pay for your medical bills. And they laugh the whole time.
They actually do find it amusing, don't they, to kill, to maim, to destroy people's lives, like an inside joke. You ever done that, Suzanne? You know, where you're in on the joke, but somebody else isn't, and you just laugh your ass off. Like, I think there's the remake of Red Dawn that I saw, and they go out and they kill a deer, and he says to him, you know, you've got to drink the blood of the deer. You know, first kill, it's tradition. And so he goes, oh, okay then. And he drinks the blood, and then they both start laughing at him. He's, you know, why, don't you know what it, and they say, what does it taste like? He goes, well, don't you know? And they go, no, we never drink that stuff, man. You know, and they laugh at him. And that's basically what we're doing here. Most of the time, whenever you're listening to these politicians speak, and it's, I don't know, like, I either scream very angrily whenever I hear these kind of political speeches, or I just laugh uncontrollably, because those are really the only sane responses I can come up with. I mean, to go, yes, Obama's right, we need to take the guns off the children, that seems like frickin' insanity to me, right? And it just doesn't swing with me, generally.
When I saw the pictures of the people who were maimed and they had their legs blown off, that one gentleman, I couldn't imagine being in that person. And like I mentioned before, people were grateful to just be alive. Go ahead and take the leg or the arm from me. I'm just grateful that I'm still breathing. And this happens all the time. In 9/11, those people who died in 9/11 were guilty of getting to work on time. That's all. 3,000 people in New York. Just go ahead and kill them. And who cares? We're going to go over to another country and drone thousands of people every single day, and nobody's ever going to talk about it. I see the pictures on Facebook all the time of the little children that they line up, and they're all dead, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old children. Most of them are civilians. These are not targets. Are you telling me that a 5-year-old is a target that you need to drone?
I think it's like blood sacrifice, you know, like some kind of, if you look into the occult and the mentality of these New World Order slime, man, they are totally, totally evil. Like, they actually love, and they kind of, I'm not sure if they even get some kind of a sexual pleasure out of seeing children blown apart and murdered and cut up and put into pieces and just, yeah, oh, how you get such pleasure out of it. Just disgusting. Riff people. No interest in common good of humanity of any kind. This is who we're letting rule us. Rule us. And have no options. Yeah, only have scumbags. You know? I was thinking John Kerry being what's he now? The Secretary of State or something like that? I remember that scumbag way back in the day when he was running against his cousin George W. Bush in the election. And, saying, oh, wow, I wish I could show you something secret about my secret society connections and stuff like that. You know, it really is a freaking inside joke. They're sitting there, setting us up, killing us, playing with our heartstrings so that they can deal a final blow to anything that's of value, anything that is quintessentially American, is an antithesis to these people. You know, you got those real nice Americans who are very friendly, help you out, that kind of thing. No, these people won't help you out. They'll pop a cap in your ass as they roll by and laugh as you bleed out on the sidewalk and die.
Right, and the other alternative is that you live your entire life trying to obtain things on credit, money you don't have, buying things from people that you don't care about. And you're doing this every 3 months. It's a cyclical thing. You're programmed to do this. You go to your slave job, and you're miserable, and you get treated like garbage. You come home, and all you want to do is eat your fast food and your GMO and get your programming before you go to bed and sleep in a box, you know, in your apartment building next to neighbors that you don't like. And you live in this horrible reality every single day. And all you actually look forward to is spending that debt currency, that mind screw that we call money. And that's your only outlet. And people wonder why they're never happy and they're never satisfied. And it doesn't matter what you obtain. You're still miserable.
Well, Edward Bernays figured this out a long time ago. You know, he's like the father. He actually wrote the book Propaganda, literally. And he figured out that you can entice people into purchasing products in the belief that those products will make their life better and will secure them eternal happiness. And yet, once they purchase said product that is told to them that it'll make them happy and make them better people or whatever, they suddenly realize, hey, I'm not actually that satisfied, so I've got to go out and buy another product that won't satisfy me. Cyclical, as you're saying. You endlessly, endlessly search for ways to placate yourself and stop yourself from becoming a better person. Isn't that sad? You know?
I'm really sad
about that, man.
When you go out into the world, you go out to buy something, you get mad at the cashier. You get mad at the people that you have to wait in line because the light turned green and they didn't automatically step on the gas to get you to your destination fast enough, to where you're going to complain about the waitress at the restaurant anyway, and you're going to start a fight with your wife or your significant other, and you're going to yell at your kids. And this is the misery that we live in and day out. And this is the good life. That's the good life. The really egregious part is you may be just walking down the street and part of a false flag and not realize it. You might be a good, responsible person and show up to work on time, and the entire building is exploded, and you die.
You might get kidnapped while walking to school and sacrificed in front of a bunch of old men who get their rocks off while they torture you. You never know. We're just livestock, basically. Like, I remember chickens walking around on my farm and stuff like that. I don't have any idea that they're food, you know, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dead, okay? No clue whatsoever. Frickin' livestock. That's what we are, okay? And I think that we're so selfish and nihilistic that we refuse to believe it because of the fact that it's a horrible realization. Maybe even because of the fact that we've been so used to lies that we don't even recognize what the truth is anymore.
Exactly. And then I constantly ask myself, so what is truth? Because I see that two suspects were seen in videotape and in photographs being part of this false flag that happened in Boston. And then I'm reading on The Smoking Gun that these people were one of them was a track coach and the other gentleman was there to participate, and they were spectators, they were watching. And so what is truth? I think that word needs to be thrown out. I don't know. I know that everything is a lie. I know that, but I don't know what truth is.
Just assume that everything's the opposite, right? Basically, that's what I've determined is truth. If everything that you're told is the direct opposite of what you're told. Okay, so you go to the doctor. The doctor says, take this vaccine, it'll help you. So you go, take this vaccine, it'll kill me eventually 40 years down the track with a cancer virus. Okay, no thank you. You go to a lawyer and you say, you have to pay me $1,700 an hour in order to get you off this charge. And you go, actually he's going to charge me $1,700 an hour to plead guilty. So I'm not going to have him anymore, and I'm going to have to defend myself. And it gets to the point where you realize that you've built your life up on all these lies, and all these lies are so convenient and easy to believe, right? It's actually a challenge to think that it's all, that you're living in opposite land, because then all of the rules that you used to follow, all of the logical processes inside your head suddenly become totally askew, and you're not the same person you were, and you can't go back to being that person you were either. And some people try, right? I'm sure you've known and seen a bunch of people, Suzanne, that have learned all this stuff and want to go back into the matrix. Like, quite literally, they want to be plugged back into the power plant, drinking beer, working for nothing, and never wind up with anything to pass on to their children with perpetual debt. I don't understand that mentality.
Well, when my website came down, that was one of the big questions I asked myself. I spend all of this time digging into information that I could be spending with my children and my husband. And I provide this service to people so that they can wake up or take the information and go past me or try and figure out what the flip is going on. And I'm wasting precious moments because if everything crashes, I don't have any of those memories. I can't get that time back. And I was just talking with James at the Prepper Podcast in the last hour. We were talking about the worst case scenario. And that's a really, really hard life, folks. And I've had a small, small, minute taste of what it's like to have no television, barely any electricity. You have to make all of your food from scratch. You have to depend on the guy next to you in order to get your food. And it's a really, really hard life. And there's a lot of trust that goes on in that. And we don't want to go back there. But they want us to just, it's not enough for them that we're batteries supplying the energy that they need. They want us dead. They're sick of it. They want to exterminate us. So what do you say to somebody who's trying to kill you?
You know, and the threat's not right in front of your face, like with a gun or something like that. It's a needle in your arm, or it's a pill in a bottle, or it's a distracting television show like X Factor or something like that. These are the things that are killing us, right? A slow death by scumbaggery. It's a really terrible, terrible world we live in most of the time. But despite that, I comprehend differently that there's really good people in this really bad world who can overthrow these scum. And it's happened every single time that some kind of tyrannical scumbag has risen to dominate society. It gets overthrown at some point and everybody goes back to freedom. Okay? We refresh from time to time, right? Like the Tree of Liberty. It must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Because patriots die when they're taking down the tyrants. We'll be right back after the break with Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com.
Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild, where we produce very, very nice good wine that we use to drug small children after we kidnap them through our Child Protective Service buddies. Welcome back, my very special guest, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com.
All right, now... I love The Godfather. You know, how could you not? How could you not? Speaking of which, it occurs to me that these times that we're living in right now are probably some of the most unique throughout human history, but maybe that's just the arrogance of youth talking. Because, you know, I have a look back and, you know, you think about these great leaders that have unleashed untold amounts of suffering and conquering, you know, like Genghis Khan, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, and Alexander the Great, and goodness knows how many other people are out there that have basically led a whole bunch of people that are under their boot heel in order to kill a whole bunch of other people. And then make those other people under your boot heel and then recruit them to be your new soldiers and then go off and attack even more people and so on and so forth. It's like this this perpetual renewing of servitude, basically. You use your slaves to enslave other slaves, to replace the slaves that you lost while you were busy enslaving the next lot of slaves. Hmm? Does that resonate with anybody?
We've got this psychology going on where we enslave each other. We admonish each other for these things that we don't think are right or good because it doesn't follow with what society says is good or right. And on a small level, we attack our friends and we attack our family, and our family attacks us and our friends attack us, and we keep each other in line just so that we can keep this machine going. It's brilliant what they've accomplished, and they've been able to do this for centuries. Every time there's a civilization, there's no civility in civilization, because they take all of the community and they take all of the caring for one another and making sure that each person has what they need and what is necessary for life, and they take that and they monetize that and they control whether or not you live or die on every single facet or every level of existence. And
yeah.
They do this throughout the centuries.
See, this reminds me of a film called God Bless America. Have you ever seen this movie? Every truther should see God Bless America. It's freaking brilliant. It's about a dude who goes on a killing spree. You know all those really annoying people on television that you think, you know, why hasn't somebody killed those people? Well, this guy goes on a killing spree to take out all the bad people that he sees on American television, providing a bad example to people. It's got some really great rants in it. It's done by the comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. And I got a little 1 minute rant from the film here. Would you like to hear?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would defend their freedom of speech to tell uninspired, bigoted, blowjob, gay-bashing, racist, and rape jokes all under the guise of being edgy. But that's not the edge. That's what sells. They couldn't possibly pander any harder or be more commercially mainstream, because this is the "oh no, you didn't say that" generation, where a shocking comment has more weight than the truth. No one has any shame anymore, and we're supposed to celebrate it. I saw a woman throw a used tampon at another woman last night on network television, a network that bills itself as Today's Woman's Channel. Kids beat each other blind and post it on YouTube. I mean, do you remember when eating rats and maggots on Survivor was shocking? It all seems so quaint now. I'm sure the girls from Two Girls, One Cup are going to have their own dating show on VH1 any day now. I mean, why have a civilization anymore if we no longer are interested in being civilized?
Now, isn't it like what you said just before, Suzanne, about how civilization is not civilized?
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember when there were actual sitcoms, you know, The Cosby Show and ALF and things like that, you saw a family and you saw people getting along and working out their problems, and then they put closed-circuit TV in Big Brother, and all of a sudden everybody wants to see the worst side of everyone to justify their hatred for everything and everyone around them. And then we just keep popping this out. And what's the greatest part of watching American Idol? It's not the show. It's the beginning, when all of the idiots go up there and they get emasculated on national television, and then they go and they cry or they kick a can or they get upset about not making it to the next level. That's the best part. That's sick that we think that it's cool when people get hurt emotionally or physically, and it sets a tone for the mentality of our society that we are not, we're not empathetic toward each other. And our handlers, the ones who are controlling everything, they have no empathy. So if I don't care about you and you don't care about me, then the sky's the limit on what we're going to do to each other. And we can go ahead and take each other out, and they don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, we're kind of playing into their hands in so many ways. How can you deal with this? And this is the reason why a lot of truthers do start going nuts, okay? Anybody who says that there aren't crazy conspiracy theorists out there, that person is a disinfo agent. Trust me. Learning this information can and does drive people insane. All right? You cannot avoid the possibility. Right? At the very least, you'll get depressed. You know, I suffered bad depression suddenly learning that 9/11 was an inside job, that everything that I hoped for in my life was a lie, that the police weren't there to help me or anything like that. You know, just really, really, really sad, because you get your whole life and all your expectations, and it's like you're full of promise as a kid, you know, and all of a sudden somebody's telling you, there ain't no Santa Claus. You know, how do you recover from that? And I'm not sure if any of us really have, because we're still living under the fricking system full of scumbags and fricking sociopaths and uncaring people who just walk around and don't really contribute anything. And then they come up to the people who are contributing and they tell them that they're stupid and they should go back to watching fricking American Idol and drinking more beer, you know? What the hell's going on here? How can people tolerate this? We've just been lulled into the sense that actually caring about people, that doing the right thing is actually not worth the effort anymore. Like, we've gone from the societal bliss from maybe the early 1900s or something like that, with a nuclear family and everybody working together and the father's the head of the household and the mother takes care of the kids, and now all of a sudden, hey, it's all a free-for-all. And now women aren't even concerned about getting kids anymore. Something like 78% of women who go to higher education systems don't even wind up having a child at all, okay? It's just really, really freaking nasty out there, man. Family units being destroyed. The cops are so freaking corrupt that they'll literally just chuck a bag of cocaine in the back of your nice car that they feel like they want, so they just steal it from you, okay? Open freaking criminality. Massive quantities of huge chemicals being dumped into the water supply every single freaking day because it's good for your teeth. And lithium and frickin' Prozac and all these other derivatives from all these pills that everybody's on because they can't frickin' tolerate the life that they're living in itself, that they've got to have some kind of drug to frickin' escape from it. And then they piss that away into the water supply. And then everybody else who has a really bad life gets free drugs! Are you kidding me? What the hell is going on? How can we tolerate this? It's so bad that I don't think people will ever understand truly how bad it is. I don't know how to get over this, other than overthrowing these frickin' scumbags and restoring some freedom, some justice, some liberty. Something that is actually of value to the world. What is it about me that's different from all of the other slaves out there who don't want to do anything, literally don't want to do anything? Is it because they doubt themselves? Is it because they think that maybe if one person does something, that it'll accomplish absolutely nothing? There is no evidence for that. All the evidence points to one person changing the world, invariably. Whether they be a tyrant or a savior, one person usually is the person who makes the difference. One person who says, you know what? I don't care how things really are. This is how I want them to be, and I will not stop until things are the way they are supposed to be. The New World Order scumbags and just saying, hey, that we think the way things are supposed to be is complete and utter fucking tyranny, with everybody completely and utterly mind-controlled, enslaved, and poisoned so that they're completely ineffective to resist us in anything that we do. I think they might win if we believe their BS. They might win if we believe our own BS. Because our BS is theirs. It's like been implanted in our minds to instill doubt. To instill some kind of anger at other people who have never done anything to us. And love for the governments and institutions that rape us in some way, shape or form every single day. Wake up! If you're not awake, jeepers creepers, heaven help you, wake up! I'm not going to try and force you, I can't. Just understand how bad things are and how much worse they could possibly get if you do nothing. Get out today, do something, anything, just don't do nothing. We'll be right back after the break. At the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
virus, alert the masses.